Almighty and everlasting God, always more ready to hear than we to pray, and to give more than we either desire or deserve, pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things that we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Christ our Lord. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector. We heard the prayers of both men. One boasted before God of his personal righteousness. The Pharisee looked to his own good works to earn him a place in God's kingdom. The tax collector threw himself on God's mercy. Who received the peace which comes from knowing their sins are forgiven? I tell you, this man, the tax collector, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Each Sunday we hear the word of God. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Each Sunday we hear God's voice saying, "Depart in peace, your sins are forgiven," as he speaks through his called and ordained servant. Wouldn't you like to receive the same assurance, the same hope, the same forgiveness as the tax collector? Please join us each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to receive God's message of grace and mercy. May our Lord grant us a peace of knowing our sins are forgiven. Amen.